The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while later you will see me again." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does he mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father'?" So they said, "What is this little while of which Jesus speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said, 'A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today you may have been expecting the readings and prayers of the Ascension. In some parts of the world, today's Feast of the Ascension has moved to Sunday, possibly for pastoral reasons, that it was felt in many parts of the world where people are working on Ascension Thursday, that they could give it more time, attend Mass on Sunday a little more easily than on Thursday of the week. Of course, it does break that connection of the 10 days of prayer between the Feast of the Ascension and the Feast of Pentecost. But very good that people will be able to join us, maybe in more numbers, on Ascension Day, which we will celebrate here in Holy Family on Sunday. And yet, while the readings are different, we are offered some beautiful readings today. I'm struck by the little phrase in today's Gospel that appears again and again, and that is, "in a little while." We know Jesus is speaking of going to the Father, and he will return at Pentecost. When I was reading this passage earlier and in the last couple of days, I was reminded of my own sister Mary, who has two girls, now teenagers. But when they were young, when they were 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, if I was going to go somewhere with Mary, if we were going to go shopping, or if we were going to go to the movies, a big task would be to go to the girls and say, "I'm going away now, and I'll be back in a little while." That reassurance, that importance of saying, "I'm going to be back. I'm not going away forever." As a loving parent, my sister would have wanted her children to know she was going to be back to them, not going forever. We have something of the sentiments of that today in our Gospel reading. That little phrase, "a little while longer." Jesus is going for a little while and then he will be back. His children, his disciples will be safe. He will be back to them to look after them, all their different needs. It's a loving parent's words. And we know that Jesus will come on Pentecost Day. He will send the Spirit to guide and help us. Maybe in recent days we've been asking the question, how much longer? What is a little while? When they say we need to stay indoors or to stay away from crowds and people or to wear a mask for another little while, what do they mean? And suppose our challenge is to be patient, to trust that it is all for our good, and we are doing great work to get well, especially here in California. So as we celebrate the and prepare for the feast of the Ascension, we become more and more conscious of Jesus going to the Father and his promise to send the Spirit in a little while. As we're conscious of that time, we ask the Lord to help us and guide the time that we spend every day, to reflect upon it. How have we spent our time? And if our day has had a bit more free time because we can't go somewhere else, is there a possibility we could spend a little while in prayer? Lord, we ask you to guide and help us through these days as we continue by making our prayers in faith.